No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, this is Trey Tucker, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap here with the Trash Man for the Week 4 waiver edition of the Roster Watch podcast here on the podcast feed and YouTube. Of course, make sure to go to rosterwatch.com where you can download the Week 4 waiver wire cheat sheet where the matchup tool will be going up today. The snap counts, targets, and touches will be going up today. Trash Man's flex rankings be up on Thursday. We'll have the Blitz, DFS breakdown, and the DFS cheat sheets, the player prop cheat sheets, all that stuff coming into the weekend. Man, a whole lot going up at rosterwatch.com with your pro memberships. Rosterwatch.com, go check it out. You'll get all of our stuff for waivers about how much we would be bidding for these players, how we have them stacked up in order cross-positionally. All right, Trash Man. Let's start out at running back, and I think that, look, we got to start with Trey Benson for the Cardinals. He's right there on the precipice. I think he's right at the 55% ownership that we put as the threshold here. But the fact is, some of our listeners play in 10-team leagues. Some of our listeners play in leagues where they're in their offices and, you know, playing with their families and friends. And those are the kinds of leagues where a guy like Benson will be available. I think in less competitive 12-team leagues, he might be available. But if he is available in your league, we're talking about a player here with James Conner going out for the rest of the season to where he faces just very little competition. He was being used already pretty heavily. I would not be surprised if they brought in some kind of free agent running back. But at this point, I would imagine that's going to be somebody who's pretty dusty. This is a player in Trey Benson that they have dedicated draft capital to, who they like, who they've made a kind of a real change in his usage this year anyway, even before the James Conner stuff. And now we saw in this last week, whenever James Conner went out, Trey Benson gets all the usage. You don't find in all the usage 80% opportunity share type of running back with that kind of upside on an offense that, who really needs playmakers. You know, just with Marvin
so much
Harris.
For Marvin Harris. I told y'all nobody wanted to listen.
Yeah. But you know, it's the kind of deal where, you know, do you just pay all the free agent money?
If you need them, yeah. It seems like every week somebody else, you know, drops out of the running. So, I mean, it's,
I don't know if we get one that's this clean. I think something else that would be this clean would be like if Kyren Williams were going to go down,
right?
You could get Blake Corum, and maybe, you know, this week if Blake Corum's available in your league, he's been on the cheat sheet. He's one of these guys that we're recommending this week.
I think it would be just about as clean if Devon Achane went down to get Ollie Gordon. But it really, this to me feels like, it feels like every year there's one or two of these things, right? Where, you know, it was Jordan Mason last year. It was Bucky Irving to a certain degree. You wouldn't have felt bad just kind of, you know,
yeah,
completely unloading the magazine that week. And I think that this is the week where if Trey Benson's available on your waiver wires, I think even if you're even not in that big of a need, I mean, like there's a league that I'm in wherever, you know, my running back two has been an issue with guys getting hurt, like Aaron Jones and all this stuff. And it was kind of a, you know, it was a really wide receiver heavy draft that I had in that league. And I was throwing out offers for Trey Benson, and I couldn't even get somebody to nibble on Trey Benson for Tyreek Hill straight up. I mean, that's how he's being valued right now. It's like if he's being
valued. That was this morning?
That was yesterday night. So, and I got laughed out of the room for trying to do the sell high on Devontae Smith for Trey Benson. So, it's just, I think you're talking about a player that people are going to be valuing in that kind of tier. You're going to have to, you're going to have to go all in, or at least all in with the rest of what you have. I'd imagine that, you know, it might not take $100 or $200 a budget, whatever your budget is. It might not take the full 100%, but let's say in a $100 budget, he's probably not going to go in your league for less than 70 bucks.
Yeah. I mean, what you're saying too, like in a lot of these leagues where he's available, it's in kind of less competitive leagues. So I'm thinking like, if you're onto that and they're not, maybe it wouldn't require that sort of investment, but you know, maybe it's best to err on the side of caution there.
In most of your leagues, he won't be available. So if he's not, and you know, you're looking for maybe some
running back depth.
Yeah, just some pickups where it's
upside.
Like these contingent upside pickups to where, you know, Trey Benson would have been somebody if he was available in your league in a 12-team league, maybe to start the year before you saw that he was looking a little bit more like a 1B this season. I know he was probably drafted in your league, but in some 12-team leagues, he was not drafted. A lot of those guys, and some of these guys might not be available in your league, but guys like Ollie Gordon, we mentioned him before, Blake Corum, Bashel Tootin, and Woody Marks are all players. And Marks is a guy who I might be higher on than you are, Trash Man. Every week, his usage is moving up and up. He's got so much more juice than Nick Chubb.
Well, no, I mean, I know that Mixon's going to come back at some point. So
do we know that?
I mean, it seems likely.
To me, it seems as likely that he misses the whole season.
You think it's a coin flip?
Yeah, because it just feels like, man, there was all the rumors that were coming around, and the people on the Houston beat didn't want to say it, but they said putting him on the NFI list, in a spot where it's where, you know, they were like, well, why was it NFI list? And there were just these whispers of some kind of surgery gone weird. That was a cleanup procedure and stuff. And I don't know. It's been really bad vibes around him. And I think Woody Marks, you like the increase in usage there in Houston from week to week. I had it pulled up earlier. So, in week three, Woody Marks played 48% of the snaps. In week two, he played 27% of the snaps. And in week one, he played 11. So we go from 11 to 28 to, you know, almost half of the snaps. And you can – I think that that's something that we're going to see continue. Nick Chubb looks fine, but that offensive line is bad. They're going to need to be throwing the ball to these guys. We know that Woody Marks, one of the most prolific pass-catching backs in this class – and given the game scripts for those guys and just how bad – it's just that offense looks dysfunctional, man. I think that just getting the guy in there with juice who has some pass-catching chops, if he's available on your waiver wire, he should not be. And, again, if you're in a super competitive league with a deeper bench, he was probably drafted. But certainly I think that Woody Marks more likely to be out there on waivers in those types of leagues than guys like Ollie Gordon, who should be rostered, Tootin, who should be rostered, and Blake Corum, who should be rostered. Other than that, you said that you like some of these other guys who are kind of less bet on the come and maybe more just, you know, kind of piddly standalone value for now. guys like Algier and Rashad White and stuff like that, they're still out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt, who, you know, actually had a better game than Isaiah Pacheco this last week.
He always does. Doesn't he always?
I mean, he's more involved in the passing game for sure, and that usually translates to
Pacheco's at least Pacheco's getting dusted with this whole split, man. So
yeah, one thing I am interested in though in this running back list is like where you have Kamani Vidal versus Hassan Haskins as the direct backup in Los Angeles.
I did not examine what that was. I feel like I saw more of Haskins whenever Najee Harris immediately went out.
Vidal was on the practice squad.
Yeah. So right. Kamani Vidal wasn't even active. Omarion Hampton sure got a huge bump this weekend, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think it's mainly more that he's just the beneficiary. I don't know. Do you have a lean between Haskins and Vidal?
It feels like it's probably Haskins.
Yeah, I think it's Haskins too. But you can take a $1 shot on either of those guys.
Yeah.
I think it's worthwhile. And then there is could that be a situation where we're looking at them to possibly look to bring in a free agent
in LA?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like they at least could see what they have in Vidal and Haskins. That seems like a stouter situation than what maybe they have in Arizona right now behind Benson.
I mean, there's only two that's on the active. Now they're going to have to bring in somebody. Because it can't just be Omarion Hampton, Kamani Vidal, and they have this other guy, Omar Johnson, that was a street free agent in 2025 on the practice squad, and that's it. They can't – I mean, they're going to need to bring in somebody. Probably bring back Gus Edwards.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I think Hassan Haskins might be the pickup. Again, these are $1 bids, right? And maybe guys who might not, if you're in a league where you have to use a waiver order, I would say just wait till waivers pass. I don't think anybody's going to be picking them up, and just pick them up out of free agency. So you don't waste that waiver order and move back to the back of the line.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What about wide receiver trash, man? What about what Trey Tucker is the wide receiver like four in fantasy right now.
I had him in a position of, you know, betting not all, but a lot of your money. And he just exploded. I mean, and you think about that team, that offense, and just there's room for Trey Tucker to be the number one.
Especially with Brock Bowers seeming all busted up with that knee brace he's wearing on his knee and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Big playability.
Whenever Juwan Jennings got ruled out, I had to grudgingly put that guy in as my wide receiver four in this super deep dynasty league that I have. And he ended up winning me the week. It's, you know, just absolutely wild to win a week with Trey Tucker going off for a 42 ball. But I think probably, I mean, he should be owned. Geno looks good. And the Raiders have a good matchup coming up. Aren't the Raiders playing the Bears? I haven't made the matchup tool yet, so I'll be making
They're playing the Bears.
Yeah, the minute we get off. I think you can probably, you know, I know we don't have bye weeks this week, but starting next week, we're going to start to have byes. Trey Tucker's the kind of player that, you know, he's not going to do that every week, but it's not like he's been bad. And if you were just to look on a spreadsheet and not be able to look at the name and see like, okay, week three, 9 targets, 9 catches for 149 and 3 touchdowns on 94 snaps. And then Trey Tucker the week before, now he didn't get there. He only had the 4 catches for 19 yards, but he played all the snaps and he had 8 targets. And then in week one, that was just the 3 targets, but he did go off for the 2 catches for 54 yards and a touchdown. So over the course of the last 2 weeks, just averaging 8.5 targets per game, already had 4 touchdowns on the season through 3 games. I mean, you probably say like, yeah, that's a sure looks a lot better than the, you know, the nameless guy on the stat sheet that would be where like in Brian Thomas Jr.'s place or something like that.
Yeah.
So, Trey Tucker for sure. He would be my preferred guy. You weren't quite as high on Luther Burden coming out of this last one. I just felt like this week with Ben Johnson really having his back against the wall. Cody and I said it on the preview show. He's going to have to get Colston Loveland involved. He's going to have to get Luther Burden involved. And they made the distinct effort to do that. And when they got Burden involved, once they finally kind of popped the cap on him with that long pass on the flea flicker, I think it was a flea flicker. It was some kind of long developing thing. I forgot if it was an end around or something. But after they kind of popped the cap on him with that, you saw it's like, all right, well, we have a little bit of trust in this guy now, you know. And they actually, you know, threw to him. It wasn't massive volume in week three, but it was certainly better than you would have expected coming in, right? You know, I
liked it. It's hard to imagine a world where Roma Dunze, DJ and Luther Burden.
Dude, they've moved DJ Moore to running back at this point, it feels like. how many carries did he have? Like, it's just, I mean, it was so weird to see it. I think he hit into the ball at least 3 or 4 times in this football game.
Three attempts.
Yeah. But it wasn't like end arounds and stuff. It was like him lining up in the backfield and like him like trying to just run up the B gap like a running back. They said they want to use him more like Deebo Samuel. So yeah. I think if that's the case, man, I think it makes eventually a guy like Luther Burden, that's a day two pick. And that's a guy that a lot of people had a first round grade on, right?
Yeah.
If it felt like a luxury pick whenever Ben Johnson took him. Now they're using him. I think that Luther Burden's a really excellent target to go out. Like, he's a high upside target. Elik Iyemann are still available in a lot of these leagues, so make sure and keep an eye out for him. Any others that you wanted to mention? I mean, there's a bunch we have listed here. Wandale. You could still go get Troy Franklin after a little bit.
I think Brandon Ayuk started to run.
Yeah, he didn't look. He doesn't look that good with the deceleration. He looks fine speeding up, but then when he's got to slow down, it looks a little bit weird. But we did see the practice footage of Brandon Ayuk this last week. To me, he still looks like he's like 3 weeks off, though. Probably.
Parker Washington had a ton of targets in week three.
And as long as Travis Hunter keeps having to play a bunch of defense,
yeah,
like I think that Parker Washington's going to be a big beneficiary there now with
11 targets in week 11
with De'Ami Brown banged up. Speaking of guys who are banged up, you know, with Chris Godwin out, with Mike Evans now looking like he'll miss 2 weeks for the Bucks, you can look at Sterling Shepard. I think that's probably going to be an interesting pickup. He, you know, he has a good
connection PPR format
with Baker Mayfield and PPR. Christian Kirk, not necessarily too much on the stat sheet this week, but if you think that offense is going to pick up at all, I think that they need to just find the second wide receiver and just kind of get things going like that. In much the same way with the Woody Marks, they need to get that offense going in some way that doesn't involve Nick Chubb pounding between the tackles. So a little bit of interest there as far as Christian Kirk. He was dropped in most of these leagues.
I mean, Tyquan Thornton looks like the number one in KC as long as Xavier Worthy is out.
Yeah, but I think he'll be back this next week, and Rashi Rice is back soon. That feels a little bit like a guy that you might be able to pick up on rental, though, for sure. As far as the tight end position, it's the same dudes. I mean, Juwan Johnson's still out there. I don't understand why. You should go pick him up. I think he's the tight end two in fantasy right now.
Yeah.
So what are we doing? Go pick up Juwan Johnson. Harold Fannin fell a little bit down to earth this week. He was outscored by David Njoku, but his usage continues to be really good. He should be owned, especially with the hellscape that is tight end. Britton Strange needs to be owned. I believe he led the Jaguars in receiving this last week. Is that right? I think that's right.
We need to get Juwan off of there, actually. He's too high owned.
Oh, it is Juwan Johnson. He's finally too high owned at this point.
Yeah.
What is he now?
He's like 70 something.
Okay. So I did not check that. But if Juwan Johnson is available in your league, make sure and go get him.
I was curious about the Darren Wall. You don't like Brenton Darren
Strange,
Waller.
Brenton Strange, as I thought, dude. Yeah. 61 receiving yards. He led the team. In that category. No, I don't like Darren Waller. Do you?
I mean, I just think that they need more playmakers in that offense.
No. I don't want to touch Darren Waller with a 10-foot pole. All right, Trash Man.
You just think he's a health scare or what?
Health scare, old, weird team, weird situation. I just don't want to pick up Darren Waller. If you like him, we can leave him on the sheet, but I don't want to make him any kind of priority. All right, Trash Man.
As a speculative ad.
We got to get to these guys here. We got 4 minutes to get through them all. Just yes or no. Are you buying low on these players? Ashton Jeanty.
Yes.
Brian Thomas Jr.
Yes.
T. Higgins.
No.
Chase
Brown.
Well,
I mean – Not as long as Jake Browning's under center.
Well, so you're not buying low. Chase Brown?
Yes.
Ladd McConkey?
No.
Marvin Harrison?
No.
Josh Jacobs?
Yes.
Yes. Brock Bowers?
Yeah.
Okay, and are you selling high on these players? Devontae Smith?
No.
A.J. Brown?
Nope.
Emeka Egbuka?
No.
Juwan Johnson?
No.
Garrett Wilson?
Nope.
Rome Odunze?
That's a little more iffy for me. I feel like with the ascendance of Burden, it makes things murky, but probably
possible.
No.
Possible so high on Rome. Dalton possible. Kincaid?
Yes.
Ricky Pearsall?
Yes. They're going to get more help there in that receiving core.
Javonte Williams?
Uh,
You can, yes. I'd put feelers out if somebody's willing to give you a king's ransom for Javonte, although he's been really good.
Yeah.
All right. Can you drop them? You ready for the game?
Let's do it.
Jaden Blue.
Yes.
Dylan Sampson.
Yes.
Adam Thielen.
Yes.
Caleb Johnson.
Yes.
Jerome Ford.
Yes.
Ramondre Stevenson. After two fumbles this last week.
No.
RJ Harvey.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I never believed in him like y'all did.
Braylon Allen.
Yes.
Calvin Ridley.
No.
Isaiah Pacheco.
Sure.
Keon Coleman.
Yeah.
Jerry Jeudy.
No.
He's been bad.
He's been bad, but I just – in that offense – and we've seen what he did last season, that second half of the season. I'm thinking he can put things together.
And finally, Trash Man, can you drop Jacksonville Jaguars part-time cornerback Travis Hunter?
Yes.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.